This is Bob Fetrakis with The Other Side of the News, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WCRS Community Radio 98.3 and 102.1.
This is Bob Fetrakis bringing you The Other Side of the News. I'm in the studio with the Free Press .org and the Columbus Free Press's online editor, Jerry Bello, researcher, particularly on the issues of security issues. Looks like there's some new software out there to help police officers bring neighbors together. Jerry, would you tell our listeners about it?
Well, it's a little more complicated than that. It was designed to help bring neighbors together.
Isn't it just a virtual cop watch?
Well, and a virtual neighborhood bulletin board, and a virtual I lost my cat, and a virtual rate my babysitter, and a virtual can I borrow a cup of sugar. It's put out by this company called Next. It's an online social media thing that's network or neighborhood oriented, put out by a company called Nextdoor.com.
Oh, sounds downright neighborly, Jerry.
Well, aside from the fact that it's pretty cheesy to try and put a white picket fence around the internet, it was created with very heavy investment from a group of venture capital firms that I've seen a pattern of investment from that strongly suggests CIA sponsorship.
So you're telling me certain venture capitalists are in bed with the CIA or whoever, and this isn't a virtual cop watch?
Well, they've partnered with, Nextdoor.com has partnered with a number of large urban police departments, Austin, Dallas, Houston, and now I caught them at Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
To sort of use their software to build virtual block watches and to be a virtual leverage or force multiplier for their community policing. Now, the idea of the neighbors watching you on the internet and seeing who's coming and going, but when you integrate police officers into that environment, that's a little creepy. And then when you go one step further and realize that it's financed by intelligence community associated venture capital, that's, now we're into something that's pretty far from okay.
Well, who are these venture capitalists, and what are these funds we should be concerned about?
Well, I'll start at the directly connected and work my way out. We'll start with a firm called InQtel. They are a nonprofit. In other words, their board of directors does not receive dividends.
So nobody owns it. It's just a community resource asset.
With a self-perpetuating board. However, it was founded by George Tenet.
Former CIA director.
While he was CIA director.
Well, that's good. He's out doing community service.
Well, and it directly invests in technologies that may be of use to the broader intelligence community when those technologies are really in their infant stage. They bring essentially they invest in a company, they bring a product to market, and they sell out. They just want that technology to be available to the intelligence community as a viable technology later.
Interesting. Sounds a little like the Columbus-based Battelle, but that's another story.
This is working at a lower level earlier in the technology than that. They're early series venture capital. Their initial startup funds or Series A investment. Their investments are actually particularly small, but they've invested in literally hundreds of companies over the past 15 years that they've been in existence.
And why should that concern us?
this, when you have the CIA developing technologies, and then those technologies are developed so that they can be used by the intelligence community, they're also being more broadly marketed to us. And when those technologies are things that people are involved with socially, we're helping to build a database on ourselves. For instance, one InQtel technology was this satellite mapping program that mapped the world called Keyhole. And they provided the initial startup funds for Keyhole. And it developed, and then it got sold to one company, and then it got sold again to another company, and you use it every day, and so do I, because the initial startup funds built Keyhole, and then it got bought by another company who then sold it to Google, and you use it as Google Earth.
Well, and what's wrong with that? As long as they're not, the CIA isn't using Keyhole to peek through the keyhole and see what people are doing with keyholes.
Well, when they were, now let's look at what Google was doing building that, the street view portion of it. They're driving down the street with the little Google car, taking the panoramic picture with the automatic camera, but they were also slurping up open Wi-Fi connections everywhere they went.
And what's wrong with that?
The Wi-Fi connection in your house. They're mapping Wi-Fi and mapping it to a satellite map, to a street map. It's all available for use by the CIA. I'm sorry. Was the CIA actively mapping every neighborhood in America? Looks that way with Google's help. At Google makes a profit. It's a side effect of this service they provide to everybody for the cost of staring at their advertising. Now, let's take a look at another InQtel technology, one that I used to use in my former life in construction, and that's this program that allowed me to do 3D modeling and 2D modeling, and I used it for blueprints, for mock-up drawings, show my clients what the addition or the renovation was going to look at, to generate the blueprints that I would turn in, you know, so to the building department.
Similar to CAD?
It was a CAD-type program, yeah. It was computer-aided design. Allowed me to computer-aided design houses, and then I can take this program and take a picture of what it's going to, of what it is when it's done, and I can, you know, skin the model, and I can make a model that looks just like the building, and then I can enter that data into Google Earth, and I can, you know, if you were to walk through the building in that program, which is free and everybody can use it, and that's why I used it, I could set it up so that I could look at have an interior panoramic of the building, if it's a house, whatever, and I can place that building on Google Earth. And that building is Google SketchUp. Now we're looking at people making pictures of the insides of buildings that they use every day. And putting them on Google Earth and say, hey, look at my house, or look at this that I built, or look at my model of this monument. But altogether, they're building a completely functional 3D model of every inch of the world, but this consumer buy-in, this consumer participation takes care of and reduces the cost to zero of the most labor-intensive part of it, which is the data entry, where the consumer participates.
So you're
socially
suggesting that Americans are spying on themselves or assisting in the surveillance state in post-constitutional America?
Well, if you add Nextdoor.com to this, now InQtel didn't invest in them directly, but I'll explain that in a minute. And now, with all these models happening together, now I'm talking about their neighbors. I'm talking about their teenage kids and whether or not they can babysit mine. And who, you know, what's my dog's name? Well, guess what? Is your pet's name the secret question for your email password? You just barfed it up. Now people are sitting there and chatting and talking all day and creating this huge directly linked interrelational database of their thoughts and feelings and interactions with their neighbors. And it goes into this larger picture where the CIA finances the technology, and then we do the data entry. We build the database for them by talking about ourselves and our lives and drawing pictures on the internet.
So possibly by joining a virtual block watch, you're spying on yourself?
Okay. I'm looking for a babysitter for Saturday night. I keep doing that over and over again. You know what my leisure time looks like and where I go, how long I'm going to be out. Generally, you learn my habits. You learn if I have food allergies or what I like to eat and what I'm interested in based on the recipes I'm swapping, the gardening tips. It all goes together to create a picture of my life in ways that I'm voluntarily giving up. This company, like any other social media company, owns any data you enter. And when that company is financed by CIA-associated venture capital firms, all of a sudden, we're creating a database of a vast amount of human intelligence about ourselves that, you know, you're not just talking to your neighbor, right? That's recorded forever. You're talking about your life's habits, and you're letting little things casually slip that over time add up to a broad picture where literally the CIA knows what you had for breakfast because you went and told them.
Ah, so it's almost anthropology, ethnography, and spy state surveillance.
Well, I mean, there was a book, and I forget the name of the author, who talked about exactly that, weaponizing anthropology. Let's take that one step further. This is weaponized anthropology meets the internet meets the white picket fence of suburbia, all rolled into one, and you're doing the work.
Okay, so what do you suggest? We've uncovered this software. What would you advise the listeners?
Don't talk about yourself on the internet with strangers. I mean, when you're walking down the street, do you randomly engage strangers in recipe swapping and conversations about your dog? Don't participate in this. Get to know your neighbors by knocking on their door. Arrange a play date with their kids by going over and saying hi.
Yeah, they're just across the street. I thought you were going to say arrange a play date with their husband or wife. So get to know them face to face.
Yeah. Virtual community is for people that don't get to talk to each other.
But what if they're going to Skype a police officer in to tell you, like McGruff, how to fight street crime? Shouldn't everyone participate in that?
No, you should say, get the hell off my block, you snitch. You militarized. This is the incredibly racist and abusive Oakland Police Department we're talking about. We're talking about adding into this mix a block watch put together by a police department that shoots unarmed teenagers in the back while they're handcuffed on camera. Let's give those guys weaponized anthropology and have the CIA sponsor it. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea for America. Sign me up.
Okay, so what's in it for the venture capitalists? Money?
Yes.
What else are they getting out of it? I mean, someone like Google, don't they put their product at risk if this comes out?
I mean, it's out. It's out. People have to react to it. I mean, it takes a social... I can report on the news. I can tell you what's going on. But it takes community organizing. You know, Google wouldn't be so powerful if you socially ostracized the people that work there for working for the national security state. You know, let's hold the programmers responsible. You know, I mean, I'm not talking torches and pitchforks, but No, I'm sorry. You're not coming to the garden party. You make software that spies on me. You're not my friend. Go sit home with your spy friends. Goodbye.
This is WCRS Community Radio 98.3, 102.1. You're listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Dr. Bob Fitrakis in the studio with Jerry Bello, editor and security expert doing research for thefreepress.org and the Columbus Free Press. Jerry, when we first talked prior to this show, you said that you could link this new software, this sort of virtual neighborhood watch, to Seidel, a company that's been reported on repeatedly by the Columbus Free Press, that may count our overseas votes, including our military votes, in the hundreds of thousands in the fall election of 2014 or 2016 in a presidential election. What is the connection between Seidel, this mysterious company, and this software?
Okay. When I start with Incutel, the CIA's investment company, I look
nonprofit, you're claiming wholly owned or responsive to the CIA.
Yeah, it says so on the front page of their website.
Okay, it's so they're not hiding this.
No, no. I mean, I pulled their 1099. It's on their website. They're not shy.
We're a nonprofit which exists to help the CIA.
Yes, it says intelligence community, but yes, these are not secret documents. I did not get a leak. Like, I clicked on About Us on their website. I mean, that's the cutting-edge research here. That's the high-tech tool. Yes, I went and pulled their 1099 also. 990, sorry. I noticed when I looked at the list of companies that they've invested in, I start looking at other companies that co-invest with them. And then I came up with a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that pattern I saw replicated in Nextdoor.
Isn't that what they do with their software? Look
well,
for patterns?
I mean, if I look at their track record, if I had a couple million dollars to throw around, I would invest where InQtel invested also. It seems like everything they buy is a winner. You know, capitalism will always work if you can guarantee a market.
It doesn't sound like a traditional entrepreneurial competition, risk, and reward. You're saying that this money looks pretty much guaranteed these venture firms?
Looks pretty much a sure bet. Yeah, it's a winner. The CIA, when InQtel invests in something, they've essentially sent a very clear message that the government wants this product. The government will buy this product later. So yes, when the second series of financing comes around, people will jump in. But when I notice that there are certain firms that repeatedly jump in, right, that there's a pattern, that there's a pack of about eight whose names keep coming up, and it's always two or three or four of the same eight, and InQtel are just two or three or four of the same eight, I got seven or eight of them, in Nextdoor. And then I took a closer look, and I found them investing in Seidel also. Right? As a person who appears to have worked to throw elections, Hank Asher once said in his people tracking software, you can live next door to Muhammad Atta once, and it's a coincidence. But if you live next door to Muhammad Atta twice, it's not a coincidence. Now, if I look at that again, if I see a company investing with these people once or twice, it's a coincidence. If I see a pattern of co-investment, it's not a coincidence. And when I see one of these companies sharing a board member with InQtel, that's not a coincidence. You know, you're on that board essentially at the invitation of the Director of Central Intelligence. All right. And then if I see a pattern between these companies of co-investing, something's going on. When I see George Tenet leaving government service and working as a managing director at one of these companies, something's going on.
Well, what's going on when Paul Allen, one of the original Microsoft investors, puts $40 million in the site?
That wasn't his first go-round in the intelligence community.
Well, what do you mean by that?
He's invested with these other firms before. He's invested...
And what are some of these other firms?
Greylock Capital Partners, Benchmark Capital Partners, Balderton Capital Partners.
All of those names sound very Anglo and Saxon, Jerry. Why should we be worried?
Shasta Venture Capital, Allen & Company, Kleiner, Caulfield, Perkins, and something that starts with an M. It escapes me right now. Google Ventures, Bezos Expedition. Let's take Bezos Expedition. Bezos Expedition was built by Jeff Bezos, who all of a sudden gets a $600 million contract with the CIA to build cloud computing through Amazon. His chunk of that now...
Is the cloud safe? There was a big advertising campaign telling everyone to go to the cloud. Is the cloud safe, Jerry?
If you want a secure computer, you unplug it from a network. The end. I'm sorry. That's... You know what? Go to the NSA and ask them the same question, and you will get the same answer. You want a secure computer? Don't network it. Somebody will eventually get into everything every time.
Is that cloud encrypted?
Who cares? Your encryption is only as strong as the security protocols that guard your keys. If it's networked, it can be gotten. That includes the keys for your encrypted network. Sorry. You know, somebody out there will get clever and will find a way to recover it, including tricking you into telling them. What's your pet's name? Sorry. I mean, gets them every time. It really does. So, now, Bezos takes that money and invests in the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. Buys the Washington Post. But who negotiates that deal? Allen and Company. Who's the key deal maker and negotiator there? George Tenet. So, Jeff Bezos gets money from the CIA to build a cloud computing project and then spends money
to buy the Washington Post
in a deal negotiated.
That revealed Watergate.
And right as the Washington Post was a partner in revealing the Snowden revelations, all of a sudden, the former director of the CIA negotiates the sale of the Washington Post to somebody that the CIA has a computing contract with. Hmm. Wait, what happened here?
Are you suggesting it's not a coincidence? It's almost like the legendary Operation Mockingbird. It's almost like they want to control the media.
If you live next door to Muhammad Atta once, it's a coincidence. If you live next door to him twice, it's not. A few months later, Twitter makes its initial public offering. And I've already covered the intelligence community's involvement with Twitter, but okay, Twitter goes public. Twitter was invested in by Bezos Expedition. Twitter's initial...
You mean the person with the large CIA contract for $600 million
who bought
the Washington Post?
Wait. I'm not done. Twitter's initial public offering was underwritten, as all initial public offerings are. It was underwritten by Allen & Company, whose managing director is George Tenet.
Former CIA director.
Now, watch me again.
Huh.
Live next door to Muhammad Atta once, it might be a coincidence. Live next door to Muhammad Atta twice, it's not. These are facts.
Almost.
These are recorded facts.
As if the CIA wants to influence the major media outlets in the United States. But what's that got to do with Seidel in these last 5 minutes, Jerry? Why should I care? Don't they have the technology that can bring us internet voting and allow us to all vote safely over the internet?
Well, we've already discussed Seidel's co-investment in spyware, companies that back Seidel investing in spyware that's on phones. And
are we talking about Carrier IQ here?
Yes, we covered that 2 years ago. And then let's take one step further. Seidel's software is based on public key encryption, needing two keys, mm-hmm. and a zero-knowledge proof. It's not the cryptographic technique of a zero-knowledge proof is based on one person having zero knowledge. However, I've broken it if I'm monitoring the network. I've got your vote if I control the network that it's being transmitted on. If I'm a CIA-associated company, moving your vote to and from, I automatically have access to all the keys and all the proofs. I can change your vote. You're voting on my machine.
Or vote you if I need to.
Yes. Oh, you didn't vote? Here, I'll take care of that for you. Oh, your vote? I've got an app for that, whether or not you like it.
So, and what's the problem with Seidel then? Good, God-fearing American company?
They were founded out of the Autonomous University of Barcelona.
Autonomous is good.
In Spain.
Are they autonomous?
No, they're owned by Balderton Venture Capital, or Balderton Capital Partners, which is the...
Why should I fear Balderton? I mean, it sounds like a fine old name.
They actually,
Balderton.
It used to be owned... Balderton used to be called Benchmark, or it was part of Benchmark Capital Partners. They just renamed it after the street the building was on. That's
okay.
Where the name came from.
But why should I fear Benchmark?
Benchmark has done a lot of co-investment with InQtel over the years. They turn up almost everywhere.
They're investing with the CIA nonprofit?
Yes. Often.
Is there anyone at Benchmark, Balderton? Is there anything they've been involved in? Anything that would lead me to believe they're just not money speculators?
They seem to speculate very well and in the same place that George Tenet's people do.
Mm-hmm.
How interesting. Again, live next door to Muhammad Atta once. Coincidence. Live next to him, in this case, at least 8 times. I don't know. You tell me. I'm looking at the ones with the highest frequency, and I've found a little pack of hyenas that all seem to put their money in the same places. And these technologies have security applications.
Well, in the last 2 minutes, Seidel and counting the overseas votes in certain states, they were allowed to plug directly into the mainframe computers and central tabulators. Is there a problem with that?
I think I mentioned earlier that if you want a secure computer, don't put it on a network. It makes my job breaking into your computer a lot easier if I control a computer that's directly connected to it on purpose and has secure access to it. I mean, if you don't want me to break into your house, don't give me your keys.
So, Seidel, this Spanish-based company, should we worry about it being involved in vote counting?
I'll start with... the guy who actually came up with the core technologies died suddenly in a single car accident, and then the company got bought up by all these CIA-associated venture capital firms. I'm a bad investigative reporter if I don't at least scratch my head.
All right. Talking to Jerry Bello here. This is Bob Petragas on the other side of the news. Of course, you can read about this at thefreepress.org. What's the name of that article, Jerry? Put them on the spot.
Yeah, you're putting me on the spot. I forgot what I titled the article.
Let me call the NSA. They'll know.
Yeah. It's still on our front page. It's still on the front page if you come directly to
thefreepress.org. Okay, we're out of town here.
It's right at the top of the front page.
Thanks, Jerry Bello. Go to thefreepress.org. Check out the story on Seidel.